Anita McGuell from Citizens Information. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, John.
How are things?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, grand. You're still not open up yet.
No, not for a walk-in clinic. No, yeah, not yet.
Okay, now we're going to talk about consumer rights around gift vouchers. I'm not sure if the rules have changed. They used to have a time limit on these. You had to spend it within a certain time. Is that still the case?
You'll hear in a second. Okay, so the gift voucher is a voucher given as a present that you can exchange for goods or services. They come in many different forms, such as paper gift certificates, electronic cards, or gift cards. There are many benefits to gift vouchers, but there's also some risks. You may lose the voucher, it may expire before you can use it, or you may not be able to spend the balance on a gift voucher. So it is important that you know the conditions and rules that apply before you buy a gift voucher. John, you mentioned the expiry date, okay? There are two rules, really. One, before, if the voucher was bought before December 2019, and one, if it's after. The vouchers that were bought before December 2019, they have time limits, okay? Current ones also do, but because of the Consumer Protection Gift Voucher Act 2019, the following rule is in place. So the gift voucher must have no expiry date or be valid for at least 5 years, okay? So that's the new rule that comes into play for any gift vouchers that are there after December 2019. Okay, so it's after the 2nd December 2019. Any vouchers that were given before that date, however, they still have a time limit and they could have expired by now. Okay, so again, it's very important to have a look when the voucher actually was issued. According to this legislation, the traders cannot specify that a gift voucher is spent in one transaction. Traders cannot charge a fee to change the name on a gift voucher, and if the balance remaining on a gift voucher is more than 1 year after you buy something with it, a trader must reimburse the balance to you. They can give you cash, make an electronic transfer, or give you another gift voucher. There are some exceptions, though, to these rules. For example, these rules do not apply to vouchers that you can only use to buy specified goods and services at a discounted price from a specified trader on a specified date or for a specified period of 3 months or less. For example, vouchers from deal websites such as Groupon or Pixback.com. Vouchers issued as part of customer loyalty or promotion scheme. Vouchers issued as refund for goods you return to a trader. And again, vouchers and gift cards sold before 2nd December 2019. The expiry period and terms and conditions that applied at the time of purchase apply to these vouchers. So these rules also do not apply to electronic money gift cards. In general, electronic money gift cards, for example, One For All gift cards, are cards that can be used in a number of different shops. Electronic money gift cards are regulated under the European Community's Electronic Money Regulations 2011, and the Central Bank is responsible for enforcing these regulations. Under these regulations, you must be informed of the conditions for using the e-money card, including any fees before you buy the card. Fees must be proportionate in line with the costs actually incurred by the e-money issuer. So basically, the main real advice is know the terms before you buy. You have the right to be told about the terms of the vouchers before you buy. You should check the small print for the following. The expiry date. Is there one stated? If so, when is it? If the voucher was bought again after the 2nd December 2019, it must comply with the new rules on expiry in the 5 years. Requirement to book or reserve by a certain date. Vouchers for some services may have a deadline by which you must book or make a reservation. For example, it may say that you have to book the service only valid during certain dates and times. So there may be restrictions on when you can use a voucher, for example, Monday to Friday or between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Exactly what the voucher entitles you to. This can be what the trader promises to provide when the voucher is used. For example, a one-night stay in hotel with breakfast included, or that the voucher can only be used in certain stores for certain items. Information about how the voucher can be redeemed. There may be restrictions. For example, the voucher may only be redeemable by phoning or a number or by email. Other important information to look at is what happens to remaining balance. Can you transfer the voucher to someone else? And what happens if you lose or damage the voucher? If you're not sure about any of the terms, you should ask the trader before you buy. If you buy a gift voucher or gift card for someone else, make sure that you give the terms and conditions and the receipt to them with the voucher or card. If you're buying voucher as a gift, make sure the person you're giving it to knows the expiry date and can use the voucher during the time allowed. If you get a voucher, check for the expiry date straight away. Don't assume that there isn't one just because you cannot see it. Try to find it on the website or contact the customer service. Set a reminder on your phone to remind you to use it before the date. Some traders may be flexible. If your voucher has expired, you should contact the trader to see if they will extend it. However, if you bought the gift voucher before the 2nd December 2019, they have no legal obligation to do this, and some may charge a fee. So what are our rights if we lose a gift voucher? Gift vouchers are like cash, so if we lose them, the company doesn't have to replace them. If a voucher was made out to someone specifically and it is not transferable to anyone else, it may be possible to get a replacement. This depends on the gift voucher's terms and conditions and the company's policies. If you lose a gift card, you may be able to get a replacement card, but you need to check with the retailer. You could be charged a fee for the replacement card. So where can you get more help? If a trader refuses to honor a gift card, your first step should be to try to settle this dispute directly with the trader. If you cannot resolve the dispute, you have following options. First, for Irish-based traders, contact the Competition Consumer Protection Commission, or CCPC, for information and advice. For traders based in other EU countries, contact the European Consumer Centre, Ireland, for advice. If you paid using a credit or debit card, you can contact your card provider and ask them to reverse the transaction. This is known as chargeback. Some other payment methods also provide protection schemes, for example, PayPal fire protection. Take a claim against the trader through the court using the small claims procedure. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission website has more information on gift vouchers as well as the chargeback. You can visit their website at www.ccpc.ie or phone their helpline on 01-402-5555. That's 01-402-5555. Remember that consumer rights apply to gift cards just like any other item. So if the card is faulty and doesn't work when you go to use it, you can return it for a replacement or refund. Please note, the Northside Citizens Information Centre is not open for the walk-in service as of yet, but we do continue to provide service via emails and phone calls. Clients still can contact us on 07-6107-8190 with their query.
Okay, Anita, thank you very much for that. And as you said, there's more information available on the phone, by phone on 0761 078190, and we'll be talking to consumers information again next week. Thank you again, Anita.
Thanks very much for having me.